马拉基书。
Malachi, the book of Malachi.
第一章第六节。
Chapter 1, verse 6.
藐视我民的祭司啊，万军之耶和华对你们说，儿子尊敬父亲，仆人尊敬主人。我既为父亲，尊敬我的在哪里呢？我既为主人，敬畏我的在哪里呢？你们却说我们在何事上藐视你的名呢？
A son honors his father, and a servant his master. Then if I am a father, where is my honor? And if I am a master, where is my respect? Says the Lord of hosts to you, O priests who despise my name. But you say, How have we despised thy name?
第七节，你们将污秽的食物献在我的祭坛上，且说我们在何事上污秽你呢？因你们说耶和华的桌子是可藐视的。
Verse 7, You are presenting defiled food upon my altar, but you say, How have we defiled thee? In that you said, The table of the Lord is to be despised.
你们将瞎眼的献为祭物，这不为恶吗？将瘸腿的有病的献上，这不为恶吗？你献给你的省长，他岂喜悦你？岂能看你的情面吗？
Verse 8, But when you present the blind for sacrifice, is it not evil? And when you present the lame and sick, is it not evil? Why not offer to your governor? Would he be pleased with you? Or would he receive you kindly, says the Lord of hosts?
十二节，你们却亵渎我的名，说耶和华的桌子是污秽的，其上的食物是可藐视的。
Verse 12, But you are profaning it, in that you said, The table of the Lord is defiled, and as for its fruit, its food is to be despised.
第三章第七节。
Chapter 3, verse 7.
万军之耶和华说，从你们列祖日的日子以来，你们常常偏离我的典章而不遵守。现在你们要转向我，我就转向你们。你们却问说，我们如何才是转向的。
From the days of your fathers, you have turned aside from my statutes and have not kept them. Return to me, and I will return to you, says the Lord of hosts. But you say, How shall we return?
万军之耶和华说，你们第十节，万军之耶和华说，你们要将当纳的十分之一全然送入仓库，使我家有粮，以此试试我是否为你们敞开天上的窗户，倾福于你们，甚至无处可容。
Verse 10, Bring the whole tithe into the storehouse, so that there may be food in my house, and test me now in this, says the Lord of hosts, if I will not open for you the windows of heaven, and pour out for you a blessing until it overflows.
十二节。
Verse
12.万军之耶和华说，万国必称你们为有福的，因你们的地必成为喜乐之地。
And all the nations will call you blessed, for you shall be a delightful land, says the Lord of hosts.
今天早晨我们靠主的恩典继续来看马拉基书。
This morning by the grace of God we continue to look into the book of Malachi.
它是旧约最后的一卷书。
This is the last book in the Old Testament.
也是十七卷先知书最后的一卷。
It is also the last book of the 17 book of prophets.
他们在马拉基的时候，圣经给我们看见是黑夜非常深的时候。
During the time of the Malachi, the Bible shows us it is in the darkest of time.
他们所等候的乃是公义太阳的出现。
What they are waiting for is for the appearing of the Son of Righteousness.
我们说过，马拉基书就相当于新约的启示录。
We have already mentioned that the book of Malachi equals to the book of Revelation in the New Testament.
或者这样说，十七卷的先知书是相当于整本的启示录。
Or to put it this way, that all 17 books of the prophets correspond to the book of Revelation in the New Testament.
而十七卷里面最后的一卷就相当于启示录的第二章跟第三章。
And the last book of the 17 book of prophets, which is the book of Malachi,corresponds to chapter 2 and 3 in the book of Revelation.
马拉基书神一共说了七段的话。
In Malachi, we find that God has spoken in seven sections.
他是直接的说话，他不是间接的说话。
He has spoken to them directly and not indirectly.
就好像启示录二章三章的书信 当我们的主对七个教会说话，你看他是直接的说。
Just as the Lord has spoken to the seven churches in Revelation 2 and 3, that He spoke to the churches directly.
教会正常的时候，神借着约保罗写了七封的书信。
When the church is under its normal condition, God has used Paul to write seven letters to the churches.
但是那里的话都是间接的话。
But those words are indirect.
神借着保罗来说话。
God has spoken through Paul.
但是到了启示录二章、三章七封的书信，很明显是主自己直接说的。
Now, when we come to the time of Revelation chapter 2 and 3, it's very apparent that God spoke to them directly.
不光是主我说，而且你也说。
Not only I say, but you say as well.
主说你们是贫穷、瞎眼、可怜的。
God said that you are poor, wretched, miserable,
and blind. 但是你说我是富足的，一样都不缺的。
But you said, I am rich, I have in lack in nothing.
所以这是启示录二章三章书信的题材。
So these are the subjects of chapter 2 and 3 of book of Revelation.
马拉基书也是这样。
Malachi is the same way.
主说神说我曾爱你们，你们却说你在何事上爱我们呢？
The Lord says, I have loved you, and you said, where have you loved us?
神说藐视我名的祭司啊。
The Lord says, O priests who despise my name.
你们却说我们在何事上藐视你的名呢？
And you say, wherein have we despised your name?
你们用言语反锁耶和华，你们还说我们在何事上反锁他呢？
You have wearied me with your words, and yet you said, where have we wearied you?
耶和华说你们用话顶撞我。
And God says that you have spoke against me.
你们还说我们用什么话来顶撞你呢？
Yet you said, where have we spoken against you?
所以这里神说了七段的话。
So here we find that God has spoken seven times.
如果昨天没有来的弟兄姊妹，我很快的说一下到底是哪七段。
If you were not here yesterday, I will quickly review for you where are the seven sections.
第一章第一节到第五节是第一段。
The first section is from chapter 1, verse 1 to 5.
对不起，我应该说第二节到第五节。
I'm sorry, it's chapter 1, verse 2 to verse 5.
然后第六节到这一章的末了是第二段。
Verse 6 till the end of chapter 1 is the second section.
然后第三段呢是第二章第一节到第九节。
The third section is chapter 2, verse 1 to verse 9.
然后第十节到十六节。
And then verse 10 to 16.
那么下面一段是从第二章十七节开始。
And the next section begins from chapter 2, verse 17.
一直到第三章第五节。
All the way to chapter 3, verse 5.
然后下面接着的是第三章第六节一直到第十二节。
Continues from chapter 3, verse 6 to verse 12.
那最后一段是第三章十三节一直到第四章第三节。
The seventh section is found from verse 13 to chapter 4, verse 3.
那么第四节跟第五节乃是跟第六节乃是个结论。
Chapter 4, verses 4, 5, and 6 are the conclusion.
那么第一章第一节乃是一个序。
And chapter 1, verse 1 is introduction.
所以很明显的，当神在这里说话的时候。
Very clearly, when God is speaking here,
他说到七段的话。
He has spoken in seven times.
我们也说过，在这七段话里面有一种对称的结构。
We also mentioned that in this seven, in his seven speeches, there is a symmetry in God.
他头跟尾是对称的。
The first is symmetrical to the last one. The seven.
第一段就和第二最后一段是相对的。
The first section is symmetrical to the seventh section.
那第二段跟倒数第二段是相称的。
And the second section is symmetrical to the sixth.
所以这是在我们的主第一次来以前。
And this took place before our Lord came the first time.
神对着他百姓说了最后的一段话。
Our God has spoken to his people for the last time.
那因为是对话。
And because this is a dialogue.
所以你不只认识神。
So not only you understand what God is
saying, 你也认识神说话的对象。
You also know the object of His word.
你听见这些百姓在这说话的时候。
When you hear the people speaking,
你就碰着他们的灵。
you can touch upon their spirit.
你就知道他们属灵的光景。
You know of their spiritual condition.
所以马拉基书乃是给我们看见，在第一次主耶稣降生以前，在主耶稣第一降生以前，那个时候以色列的百姓，他们属灵的光景是如何。
So the book of Malachi shows us the spiritual condition of the people before Jesus Christ came for the first time.
我们会发现他和启示录所启示的刚好是不谋而合的。
We found out that this also fits with the revelation found in the book of Revelation.
马拉基书是说到神属地的子民。
The book of Malachi speaks of God's earthly people.
启示录是说到属灵的子民。
And the book of Revelation speaks of God's spiritual people.
所以我们要从马拉基书里面来看神怎么呼召的圣者。
So from the book of Malachi, we will see how God will call out to the overcomers.
在马拉基书是特别说到剩下的百姓。
The book of Malachi especially mentioned of the remnant.
本来以色列人有十二个支派。
Formerly, the Israelites have 12 tribes.
结果在主前722年，十个支派就被掳到全世界各地去。
And 722 BC, 10 tribes were taken captives to the rest
of the world. 他们完全失落了。
They are completely lost.
他们是神的百姓。
These are people of God.
但是我们不知道他们到哪里去。
But we don't know where they end up.
当初十个支派，他们只关心他们自己的百姓，他们不关心神的见证。
Those 10 tribes of people, they only care about their own people and not care about God.
所以当他们被掳以后，神就任凭他们掳到全世界各地去。
So when they were taken captive, God allowed them to wander throughout the world.
现在十二个支派还剩下两个支派。
Now the 12 tribes only has 2 tribes left.
这是剩下的，这是剩下的。
These are the remainders.
当他们在迦南地的时候
，When they were still in the land of Canaan，
虽然他们不好，但是神的确把圣殿和圣城让他们来负责任。
Although they are not good people, but God still allowed them to be responsible for the testimony and the temple and the holy city.
我们知道说圣殿在耶路撒冷。
We know the temple is in Jerusalem.
而耶路撒冷就在他们的疆界之内。
And the Jerusalem falls within their boundary.
我们已经说过，圣殿代表神的同在。
We have mentioned that the temple represents God's presence.
圣灵代表神的见证。
And the holy city?
圣城代表神的见证。
And the holy city represents God's testimony.
他们虽然不好，但是神的确把神的同在和见证的责任放在他们的肩膀上。
Although they're not good, but God still bestowed to them the burden of testimony and His presence.
是他们把神的同在带来的。
These are the people who brought in God's presence.
因着里面的同在。
And because of the indwelling presence.
叫世人就看见外面荣美的见证。
It causes the people of this world to see the glorious testimony outwardly.
后来因着他们得罪神。
Later on, they have sinned against God.
结果他们就被掳到巴比伦去了。
And they were taken as captives to the land of Babylon.
为什么被掳到巴比伦呢？
Why taken to Babylon?
如果神爱他们。
If God loves them.
神说我曾经爱你们。
Because God said, I have loved you.
但是他们说你们在何事上爱我们呢？
But they say, wherein have you loved us?
如果你爱我们，我们为什么在巴比伦呢？
If you loved us, then why are we in Babylon?
那正是因为神爱他们，所以神让他们在巴比伦度过了七十个年头。
And it's just because God loves them, God causes them to stay 70 years in the land of Babylon.
当他们暗中拜偶像的时候，
When they secretly worship the idol.
当他们暗中在他们心中有许多东西取代了神的地位。
When in their heart is so many hidden things that replaces God.
他们的疾病到了一个无药可治的地步。
They are so sick that there is no medicine that can cure them.
结果神用了一副非常猛烈的药。
And God has prescribed a very strong medicine.
神把他们带到偶像之地。
He brought them to the land of idols.
到处都是偶像。
There are idols everywhere.
一直到一个地步，他们看见偶像，他们就起了极反，非常强烈的反弹。
So much idols that they're sick of the idols.
所以七十年以后，他们回到耶路撒冷，他们的病居然被医治好了。
After 70 years, as they returned back to Jerusalem, they were healed of their disease.
他们说：“你在什么事上爱上我们？”
They asked the Lord, "Wherein hast thou loved us?"
我们看见说。巴比伦乃是神管教的时候。
We see that Babylon is God's disciplining hand.
神把他们带到巴比伦，但是要把他们带回来。
God has led them to Babylon, and He will also lead them to come back.
这里的爱不只是拣选的爱。
And this love is not only the love of election.
这里的爱也是挽回的爱。
This is also the love of recovery.
当他们回到耶路撒冷的时候。
When they return to Jerusalem,
你看见他们的绝症居然被神医好了。
You see that their terminal illness was cured.
你看看以东。
Look at Edom.
他们当他们荒废虽被毁灭的时候，被毁坏的时候。
When they were broken,
他们说我们要重建荒废之处。
The Edomite says we will come back and rebuild the ruins.
结果没有想到神兴起环境来。
But God has caused a circumstance.
不只是一次的拆毁，乃是彻底的拆毁。
Not only he tore down once, but he completely tore it down.
对于以东来讲，那个手是毁灭的手。
As for Edom, God's hand is the hand to destroy.
但是对于以色列人来讲，对于这个雅各一家，雅各的一家来讲。
But as for Israel and the house of Jacob,
那个手乃是挽回的手。
God's hand is the hand of recovery.
当你看见我们被挽回的时候，
When you see that we have been recovered,
你看见神重新给我们机会。
You see that God once again has given us opportunity.
他们就知道到底他们在什么事上神爱他们。
Now they know where has God loved them.
但是不光这样。
Not only so.
几百万人到巴比伦去了。
Hundreds of thousands of people went to Babylon.
本来他们是全世界最好的农夫。
They used to be the best farmer in the world.
现在他们从巴比伦就学会了做生意，变成最好的商人。
Now they have learned how to do business in Babylon. They become the best businessmen.
他们的前途从此以后是在巴比伦。
Their future forever now rests in Babylon.
他们要赢得全世界。
They want to gain the whole world.
果然，今天全世界的产业最少三分之一是他们的。
And today, one third of the wealth of This world belongs to the Israelites.
那次被掳到巴比伦。
That time they were taken back to
Babylon. 从此以后，给以色列人带来一条宽广的道路。
Forevermore has brought to them onto a broad way.
当圣灵感动他们的时候。
When the Holy Spirit moved their hearts.
结果只有五万人愿意回到耶路撒冷。
Only 50,000 returned back to Jerusalem.
最少的是利未人。
The least amount of them was the Levite.
因为当利未人在迦南美地的时候。
Because when the Levites do well in the land of Canaan.
神说他们是没有产业的。
God said that they do not have any inheritance.
因为耶和华就是他们的产业。
But the Lord himself is their inheritance.
现在他们到了巴比伦，他们不受这个限制。
Now they come to Babylon, they no longer need to live under these restrictions.
每一个人都有他们的产业。
Each one of them can collect their own inheritance.
只有傻瓜愿意回到耶路撒冷。
That's why only the fools return back to Jerusalem.
所以你看见这些人他们回来了。
So you see these people who returned.
只有五万人回来。
Only 50,000 of them.
这些人乃是剩下来的百姓。
These are the remnants.
几百万人里面不过是个零头，五万人回来而已。
Hundreds of people, only 50 came back.
他们为什么回来？
Why do they come back?
神爱他们。
Because God loves them.
神拣选他们。
God has selected them.
他们可以留在巴比伦过发达的日子。
They could live a prosperous life in Babylon.
因着神爱他们的缘故。
But because God loves them.
他们的道路变窄了。
Their way has now become very narrow.
70年了，耶路撒冷根本躺在废墟里。
After 70 years, Jerusalem now lies in ruins.
他们离开的时候是一座繁华的都市。
When they left Jerusalem, it was a prosperous city.
他们回来的时候。
But when they returned,
整个耶路撒冷乃是一座空城。
The whole city is an empty city.
现在他们需要从废墟里面重建祭坛。
Now from the ruins, they need to rebuild the altar.
从废墟里面重建圣殿。
From the ruins, they need to rebuild the temple.
为什么重建圣殿？
Why to rebuild the temple?
圣殿在哪里，神的同在就在哪里。
Because wherever the temple is, God's presence is there.
这些人回来了。
These people returned.
他们回来是为着要把神的同在带回来。
They returned for the sake to bring back the presence of God.
不是第一代回来。
It is not the first generation.
第二代以斯拉也回来。
The second generation, Ezra, also returned.
第一代所罗巴伯重建圣殿。
And the first generation, Zerubbabel, rebuilt the temple.
但是以斯拉是美化圣殿。
But Ezra came back to beautify the temple.
那不止这样。
Not only so.
等到尼希米回来的时候。
When Nehemiah came back,
他就重建耶路撒冷的城墙。
He rebuilt the city wall of Jerusalem.
现在不只是神的同在回来了。
Now, not only God's presence has returned,
神的见证也回来了。
God's testimony also returned.
弟兄姊妹
Francis,
回来的人乃是剩下的人。
Those who came back are the remnants.
这些人在新约称他们做的圣者。
In the New Testament, they refer to these people as the overcomers.
当神大体的百姓都留在巴比伦的时候
When the majority of God's people remained in Babylon,
他们愿意维持在神最基本的旨意上。
These people are willing to remain on the most, to keep God's most basic will.
耶路撒冷就代表神旨意的那个水平。
Jerusalem represents the standard for God's will.
感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
这帮人是剩下的百姓。
These are the remnants.
所以我们知道神怎么爱他。
So we know how God loves them.
神不只爱他们。
God not only loved them.
等到马拉基启示给他们看。
When Malachi, spoke to them.
当弥赛亚来的时候。
And showed them that when Messiah comes.
他要忽然进入他的殿。
He will suddenly enter into his temple.
换一句话说。
In another word,
弥赛亚回来，圣殿已经准备好了。
Before Messiah can return, the temple must be built.
这什么意思
？What does that mean?
这就是告诉这些剩下的百姓。
This is to tell the remnants.
你们有人回来，因为你们觉得你们是犹太人。
You came back because you thought you were Jews.
犹太人当然应该要回到耶路撒冷。
Of course, the Jews need to return back to Jerusalem.
你们有的人进步一点，你们觉得你们回来是为着神的同在，为着神的见证而回来。
Some of you are a little bit more advanced. You thought you came back for the purpose of God's presence and His testimony.
但是马拉基就告诉我们说。
But Malachi tells us.
在弥赛亚回来以前。
Before Messiah returns.
圣殿已经在哪里。
The temple is already there.
所以这什么意思呢
？So what does that mean?
这就是说，这些人回来的时候
，these people as they come back，
他们不知不觉的是为着弥赛亚回来的。
Unknowing, they came back for the sake of the Messiah.
那个时候还没有马拉基书。
At that time, they don't have the book of Malachi.
那时候他们看不清楚。
At that time, they cannot see clearly.
也许他们不明白到底马拉这个圣殿和弥赛亚有什么关系。
Maybe they do not know the relationship between the holy temple and Messiah.
他们就是回来了。
They just came back.
但是现在马拉基给他们看见。
But now Malachi showed them.
你们回来，不知不觉的，你们和神的旨意紧紧连在一起。
You came back and unknowingly connected with God's will.
如果你们不回来。
If you do not return.
如果你们留在巴比伦。
If you remain in Babylon.
如果你们爱世界。
If you continue to love the world.
如果耶路撒冷仍旧在废墟里面。
If Jerusalem still lies in the ruins.
那么马拉基书这个预言怎么能应验？
Then how can the prophecy in Malachi to be fulfilled?
弥赛亚回来的时候
，When Messiah returns，
你看圣殿已经预备好。
You see the temple was already
prepared. 是谁从废墟里面重建圣殿的呢
？Who was the one to rebuild the temple from the ruins？
乃是这些剩下的百姓。
It was these people, the remnants.
他们说你在什么事上爱我们
？They said, "Wherein have thou loved us?"
你看神给他们看见。
You see, God has showed them.
他们不知不觉的就成就了神的旨意。
Unknowingly, they have complete God's will.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
你们许多人从台湾来，从大陆来，从各个不同的角落来。
Many of you came from Taiwan, China, different parts of the world.
你们来的时候，你们想到这是个很好的国度，可以谋生的。
When you came with the idea this is a great land to make a living.
你们看见弟兄姊妹的时候。
When you see the brothers and sisters,
你们觉得我们一同聚在一起，把神的同在和把神的见证带进来。
You see that we gather here to bring in God's presence and His testimony.
你看见神的爱是何等的大。
You see how great is God's love.
但是你有没有想到
？But do you realize?
你做梦都没有想到。
Even in your dream, you do not realize.
你来到 Texas.
That you came to Texas.
你来到美国。
You came to United States.
原来是为着神的旨意。
It is for the purpose of God's will.
神有一个永远的旨意。
God has an eternal will.
你我是谁呢
？Who are you and I?
我们怎么能够与神的旨意有份
？How can we be a part of God's will?
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters，
你看见当初这些人五万人，他们不过是满腔热血，他们要回到耶路撒冷。
And these 50,000 people who returned, they were just patriots.
他们在巴比伦把琴挂在柳枝头。
And they're the one who hung their harp on the willow tree.
他们不能唱锡安的歌。
They can no longer sing the songs of Zion.
他们怀念锡安。
They remember Zion.
他们当然巴不得能回到锡安。
Of course, they want to return back to Zion.
结果他们把神的见证带起回来了。
Then they had brought back the testimony of God. They brought back the presence of God. But they did not realize.
为什么他们要回来?
Why should they return?
原来他们是为着神的旨意而回来的。
They came back for the purpose, for the will of God. If they do not return,
圣殿在哪里?
Where is the temple?
耶路撒冷在哪里?
Where is Jerusalem?
而伯利恒又在哪里?
And where is Bethlehem?
当伯利恒躺在废墟里面的时候,
when Bethlehem still lies in the ruins,
主耶稣怎么降生在伯利恒?
How can Jesus be born in Bethlehem?
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters, these are the overcomers.
也许你没有意识为主神的见证,
maybe you did not realize it was for the purpose of God.
但神看上你,
but God has sought you
神爱你,
out. God loves you.
让他在他荣耀的旨意上有,
so that you can take part in His glorious will.
你从来没有想到要做 missionary.
You never dreamed to become a missionary.
你觉得如果今天你要到美国来,
you thought that when you come to the United States,
你如果做 missionary 的话,
if you become a missionary,
你要把英文学好,
then you need to learn English very well.
你从来没有为着做 missionary 把英文学好,
you have never tried to learn English for the sake of being a missionary.
但是你为着在美国那个户口, 你把英文学好,
but because you want to make a good living in the United States, therefore you learn English.
现在你有一个使命, 弟兄姊妹。
Now you have a commission, brother.
你来了,
you came.
你在这么多人中间,
amongst all these peoples, you have a testimony.
你没有想到你要做 missionary.
You never thought that you need to become a missionary.
你也不是 missionary.
And you are not a missionary.
你没有 missionary 荣耀,
you don't have the glory of a missionary.
但神不知不觉地使用了你,
but God used you anyway.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
friends, sisters,
现在你明白了,
now you understand.
这些人, 他们从来没有想到说我们是为着弥赛亚而回来,
these people never realized they came back for the purpose of Messiah.
他们没有想到他们是迎接弥赛亚而回来,
they never thought that they will come back to receive the Messiah.
现在圣殿不只要重建,
now the temple needs to be rebuilt.
而且圣殿要美化,
and it needs to be beautified.
为什么?
Why?
这样弥赛亚能进入他的圣殿,
so the Messiah will be able to enter into His holy temple.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
这就是神对我们的爱。
This is God's love for us.
我们不是也是一样吗?
Aren't we the same?
教会不是曾经被掳到巴比伦吗?
Wasn't the church at one time taken captive to Babylon?
那个是在教会黑暗时期, 我们都知道。
And this was in the dark ages, and we all know this history.
如果神让我们留在巴比伦,
if God allowed us to remain in Babylon,
那我们就比众人都可怜了,
then we're more pitiful than the people.
那时候圣经是用链子链着的,
at that time, the Bibles were chained.
普通人不能够读圣经,
the commoners cannot read a Bible.
我们怎么知道因信称义呢?
How do we know justification by faith?
神说我爱你,
God says, I love you.
我们说你在什么事上爱我们?
We said, where have you loved us?
感谢主,
praise the Lord.
16世纪的时候,
in the 16th century,
神借着马丁路德,
God uses Martin Luther,
借着加尔文,
God uses Calvin,
借着Zwingli,
God uses Zwingli,
他借着他们把我们就带回到耶路撒冷,
and to bring all of us back to Jerusalem.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
dear brothers and sisters,
现在你看见吗?
Now do you see?
我们当初回来的时候,
when we came back,
我们以为只是因信称义,
we thought we came back for the sake of justification by faith.
等一等, John Wesley 来了,
later on came John Wesley.
他好像第二代的尼西米或者以斯拉一样,
he was like a second generation of Nehemiah.
他回来的时候,
as he returned,
告诉我们什么叫因信成圣,
he tells us sanctification by faith.
等到借着达比,
later on through Darby,
借着Austin Spark,
and through Brother Austin Spark,
他们也把神的儿女带回到耶路撒冷,
they also bring the children of God back to
Jerusalem. 现在不只是因信称义,
now it's not just justification by faith,
不只是因信成圣,
it is not sanctification by faith,
现在 it's glorification by faith, 是因信得荣耀,
now it is glorification by faith.
神有一个旨意要把我们磨成神儿子的形象,
God has a will to mold us into the image of His Son.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
感谢主, 我们靠着主的恩典,
we thank the Lord because by His grace,
这些剩下的百姓,
these remnants,
我们终于回到耶路撒冷,
are able to return to Jerusalem.
借着我们, 神把他的同在带回来,
and through us, we have brought back the presence of God.
也把他的旨意带, 也把他的见证带回来,
we also brought back the testimony of God.
但是不知不觉的。
And yet unknowingly.
弟兄姊妹。你看见说神把我们带到他神旨意的中心。
God has brought us to the center of His will.
原来我们回来是为着神的儿子回来。
We have come back for the purpose of His Son.
因为在主的神的儿子回来以前。
Because before the return of His Son.
他要得着一个荣耀的教会。
He will receive a glorious church.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
这就是以斯拉所做美化圣殿的工作。
This is the work of Ezra that beautified the temple.
在主回来以前。
And before the Lord comes back.
圣殿要准备好。
The temple must be prepared.
在主第二次回来以前。
And before his second advent,
你看见教会要装饰，教会要预备好。
And the church must be prepared.
弟兄姊妹，教会要变成荣耀的教会。
The church will become a glorious church.
用水借着道，叫教会能够得着洁净。
And through water and through his words, the church will be purified.
所以你看，神界的以斯拉也借着他所恢复神的话，把做了美化圣殿的工作。
Through Ezra and his word, he has beautified his temple.
所以弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters, we thank the Lord.
神在什么事上爱我们
Where has God loved us?
我们蒙了何等的恩典
We have received such grace.
我们做梦也没有想到
In our dreams, we cannot imagine.
弟兄姊妹当主回来以前
That before the Lord comes.
你看见说教会已经被建造成功
That the church will be built.
教会要成为荣耀的教会。
The church will be the glorious church.
我们今天活着。
Today we live.
哪一面等候主的回来。
On one hand we wait for his coming.
乃是当教会成熟的时候。
And that is for the maturity of the church.
新妇装饰整齐的时候。
When the bride is made ready.
他们就能够迎接主回来。
Then we can receive his coming.
所以今天我们所在的时候就像马拉基的时候一样。
So today we live in the time of Malachi.
也就是像启示录所说的那个时候一样。
We also live in the time of the Revelation.
所以主要呼召的圣者。
That's why the Lord is calling out to the overcomers.
那么这是马拉基书。
Now this is the book of Malachi.
给我们看见神在什么事上爱我们。
He shows us how has God loved us.
这是七段里面的第一段的话。
This is the first section of his seven section discourse.
那今天早晨我们要继续的来看。
This morning we will continue.
当你来看这个马拉读马拉基书的时候
，When you read the book of Malachi，
你看见马拉基给我们的光景，乃看见的光景，乃是当初神百姓的光景。
He shows us the present condition of the people of God.
你仔细的读这些的对话
，And as you read carefully of these dialogues，
神说我曾爱你
，God said I have loved you。
神就是光。
God is light.
神说的每一句话都带着亮光。
And every word, every spoken word of God is with light. And when God's light shines,
给我们看见他何等的爱我们。
He shows us how much He loved us.
结果我们竟然能说你在何事上爱我们。
Yet we dare to say, how have you loved us?
这就给我们看见我们的光景。
This exposes our condition.
我们居然落在黑暗里。
We're in complete darkness.
那个光应该叫我们悔改。
The light should cause us to repent.
那个光应该叫我们流泪。
The light should bring tears to our eyes.
但是在神的光照底下。
Yet under the great light of God.
那这些人能够说你在什么事上爱我们。
These people still says, where had God loved us?
神说你们用话来顶撞我。
God said that you've spoken against me with your words.
结果他们还说我们用什么话来顶撞你。
They said, where have we spoken against you?
如果今天神用光来光照我们。
If today God shines us with
his
light.
说你们用话来顶撞我。
And says that you have spoken against me with your words.
我们应该披麻蒙灰才对。
We should put on sackcloth and ashes.
所以弟兄姊妹。
But sisters,
这些人不只是刚硬的人。
Not only are these people hardened.
而这些人身上有黑暗。
They also carry with them great darkness.
他们看不见他们自己的黑暗。
They cannot see their own darkness.
弟兄姊妹。
Francis,
这就是在主回来以前。
And this is what happens before the Lord comes back.
你看见说就在这些回到耶路撒冷的人。
You see that among all these people who came back from Jerusalem.
不要忘记。
To Jerusalem.
这些话是对那些剩下的百姓说。
Do not forget that these words are for the remnants.
这些话不是对着巴比伦人说的。
These words are not for the people who still live in Babylon.
他们听不懂这些话。
Because they cannot understand these words.
他们也没有资格听懂这些话。
They also do not have the right and privilege to understand these words.
这些话是对这些回到耶路撒冷人说的。
These words are prepared for those who return back to Jerusalem.
他们的情形是什么情形?
And what kind of conditions are they in?
弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？
Francis, do you see?
他们的情形和在巴比伦的情形不一样。
Their condition is different than those who remain in Babylon.
在巴比伦的人容易谦卑。
Those people in Babylon are very easily humbled.
但是回到耶路撒冷的人不容易谦卑。
But those who have returned to Jerusalem already, it's harder for them to humble.
所以在这些骄傲的人身上,
and in these proud people,
他们的难处不只是贫穷,
and their problem is not only of their poverty,
而且他们不知道他们贫穷。
The problem is that they do not know that they are poor.
他们一面贫穷, 他们一面黑暗。
On one hand, they're poor and they're also in darkness.
所以弟兄姊妹, 现在你看见神对他们有一个判断，他们对自己有另外一个判断。
Now you see God has judged them in certain things, and yet they have another judgment of themselves.
神说你这样的。
God said you are such and such.
他看不见。
They cannot see it.
他觉得他自己好得很。
They felt that they are pretty good.
弟兄姊妹， 如果你把马拉基和启示录书信稍微对照一下的话，
if you compare the book of Malachi with Revelation chapter 2 and 3,
你看你这里有一个灵叫做老底家的灵。You
see that there is a spirit which is called the spirit of Laodicea.
什么叫做老底家的灵呢?
What is the spirit of Laodicea?
老底家的灵就是神说你不冷也不热。The
spirit of Laodicea is God says you are neither hot or cold.
我巴不得你或冷或热。I'd
rather you are either cold or hot.
这是谁说的?
This is what God said.
这是他们真实属灵的光景。
Because that is their true spiritual condition.
当神说话了以后，
and after God has spoken,
当神光照了以后，
after God has given them the light,
他们不是披麻蒙灰，
they did not put on sackcloth and ashes.
他们说我是富足已经发了财， 一样都不缺。
They said, I am rich and have become wealthy and have need of nothing.
他们对自己的光景非常的满意。
They are so satisfied with themselves.
但是弟兄姊妹，
Francis,
为什么神对他们不满意?
Why is it God is unsatisfied
with them? 神所看见的和他们的看见不一样。
Because God sees different than what they see.
不是神的眼睛错了，就是他们的眼睛错了。Either
God's eyesight is wrong or their eyesight is wrong.
不是神的眼睛不行，就是他们的眼睛不行。Either
God is nearsighted or they're nearsighted.
他们说我们是富足，已经发了财，一样都不缺。
They said, I am wealthy and have I am rich and have become wealthy and in need of nothing. But what did the Lord say?
就说你是困苦、可怜、贫穷、瞎眼、赤身露体。
God said you are wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked.
你看见这中间的落差，怎么落得那么远，差那么远呢？
You see how far the distance is?
这就是我们今天的悲剧了，弟兄姊妹。
This is our tragedy today, brothers.
我们以为说我们回到了耶路撒冷。
We thought that we had returned back to
Jerusalem. 我们以为我们明白了神的旨意。
We thought that we understood the will of God.
弟兄姊妹, 我们就开始认识我们自己。
Then we began to understand ourselves.
不，你看见说神对于我们的判语和我们自己对自己的判断有了不知道多远的落差。
No, you see that God's judgment is so vastly different than our own judgment.
但是弟兄姊妹,
Francis,
这些人不只是可怜。
These people are not only miserable.
这些人不知道他们自己可怜。
It is because they don't know they're miserable.
他们以为自己是富足的。
They thought they're rich.
他们非常的骄傲。
They're very proud.
弟兄姊妹，
Francis,
这就是老底家的灵。
This is the spirit of Laodicea.
不光这样。
Not only so.
当你真的读到马拉基书的时候，
When you truly read the book of Malachi,
许多圣经学者发现一样东西。
Many Bible scholars discover something.
这里有一个灵。
Here there's a spirit.
这个灵是法利赛人和撒都该人的灵。
And here is a spirit of the Phariseeism and Sadduceeism.
我们现在听两段的话。
We want to listen to two
writings. 有一个圣经学者叫Farah，他也许是读马拉基很早很早就看见这一点。
And there was a Bible scholar named Farah, and he has seen the spirit.
我们听法尔怎么说，我们姊妹讲一句，我把它翻成中文。
And we will see what he has said. I will read in English, and our brother translate into Chinese. Already we see in Malachi the germs of Phariseeism, which relied on external ordinances.
所以我们已经在马拉基已经看见那个苗， 就是那个法利赛人的苗，而法利赛人怎样注意外面的形式。
Of Sadduceeism, which minimized the elements of religious faith.
你也看见了撒都盖的苗，撒都盖苗怎么样的降低了所有属灵的信心。
And of the open worldliness, which care for nothing but the greed and the lust of the present life.
你也看见世界进来了，他们一天到晚他们所知道所想的就是今生的享乐和今生的富足。那这是一个学者这么说的。我们看另外一个近代的 Finberg 怎么说的。
That was the words from the Bible scholar Farah. And now we will look at what Bible scholar Finberg has said. The spirit of the people manifested in his day developed latter into the sects of the Pharisees and Sadducees.
那在马拉基书里面这些百姓那个灵慢慢后来发展就成为了法利赛人和撒都盖人。
The moral and spiritual conditions of Israel in his days are those of professing Christendom today.
那道德就是那个时候道德和属灵的光景刚好是说出了今天教会就是今天这个挂名的基督徒这个整个基督教世界里面的那个情形。那弟兄姊妹我们要知道
Brothers and sisters, we need to know.
Dr. Finberg 是、曾经是曾经是 Trinity College 的教授。
Dr. Finberg was one of the professors in the Trinity College.
我们知道他的身份。
We know his position.
从他的角度里面。
And from his perspective.
当他告诉我们当你读马拉基书的时候。
And he says, when you read the book of Malachi.
一面你读出法利赛人跟撒都盖人的灵。
On one hand, you can read about the spirit of Pharisees and Sadducees.
那另外一方面马拉基书里面所说的光景就是今天基督教的光景。
On the other hand, the condition spoken in the book of Malachi is exactly the condition of today's Christendom.
为什么这两位学者这么说呢？
Why are these two Bible scholars put it this way?
当你把马拉基书和启示录二章三章对照的时候。
And because if you compare the book of Malachi with the Revelation chapter 2 and 3.
弟兄姊妹，你看你这个光景不就是老底家的光景？
You will discover that this condition is exactly the condition of Laodicea.
老底家不是说出当主回来以前教会一般的光景。
The church in Laodicea speaks of the common condition among God's people before he comes back.
那么老底家是个什么情形呢？
Then what is the condition of the church in Laodicea?
为什么老底家那么骄傲呢？
Why are they so proud?
现在你要问说为什么法利赛人是那么骄傲的？
Now you will also ask the question, why are the Pharisees so proud?
所以请记得
Please remember,
在旧约的法利赛人
the Old Testament in, of the Pharisees
和新约的老底家教会
and plus the Church of Laodicea in the New Testament
你看见他们是彼此解释的
and they can explain one another
他们背后有个灵就是马拉基这里所给我们看见那个灵
and behind both of them consists a spirit which is described in the book of Malachi
弟兄姊妹你读到四福音，你看到马拉，你看到法利赛人和你看到法利赛人还有撒都盖人。
When you read the four gospel, you would see the Pharisees and the Sadducees.
我们要问说法利赛人跟撒都盖人从哪里来的
？We will ask the question, where did they come from?
弟兄姊妹，这些人不是从巴比伦来的。
Brothers and sisters, these people did not come from Babylon.
这些人就是当初他们为着响应神的呼召，他们回到耶路撒冷。
These are the people who answered to God's call and returned to Jerusalem.
他们不止他们拜偶像的疾病被治好。
Not only they were cured of their terminal disease of idolatry,
爱慕主自己的话。
They love and desire for God's word.
所以他们中间有文士就被兴起来。
And therefore, among them, we see the scribes.
文士就是像这个以斯拉这样的人。
And the scribes are people like Ezra.
他们什么事都不做，他们就是读主自己的话。
They don't do anything else but read the word of God.
而在所有的文士里面，以斯拉是最大的一个。
And among all the scribes, Ezra is the greatest scribe.
因为以斯拉把旧约的39卷把它放在一起。
And because Ezra has put together the 39 books of the Old Testament.
是以斯拉带给我们旧约最完整的启示。
And Ezra has bring to us the most complete revelation of the Old Testament.
所以不要忘记。
So do not forget.
And
because that glorious revival.
现在神的话在百姓中占有最非常优越的地位。
Now God's word takes the prominence among his people.
这是文士们。
These are the scribes.
不只是以斯拉，还有许多的文士们。
Not only Ezra was a scribe, there are also many other scribes.
那个时候神也兴起一般人，他们热爱读自己的话。
God also raised a group of people who loves God's word.
那这些人就是法利赛人。
These are the people of the Pharisees.
法利赛人是把自己完全分别出来。
Pharisees are those people who completely sanctify themselves.
他们什么事都不做。
They don't do anything else.
他们就是要遵守神的话。
But to keep the word of God.
但是不只遵守神的话。
Not only they keep the word of God.
他们要遵守文士所解释神的话。
They want to keep the words that was explained by the scribes.
比方说, 你知道要守安息日。
For example, you know that we need to abide the Sabbath.
圣经说要守安息日。
The Bible tells us we need to keep the Sabbath.
什么工都不要做。
Do not do any work on Sabbath.
那现在人就问说, 到底什么叫做做工呢?
So now people ask the question, what does it mean to work?
星期六可以不可以挑水呢?
Can you go fetch water on Saturday?
星期六可以不可以戴假牙齿呢?
Can you put on your denture on Saturday?
那么星期六一个裁缝，他能不能把针从这个房间带到另外一个房间去？
And can a seamstress take her needles from one room to another on Saturday?
所以谁来告诉我们什么工可以做，什么工不可以做？
So who is to tell us what work we can do and what work we cannot do?
这就是文士的工作了。Now
this is a job for the scribe.
那一旦文士这么说了，谁来做呢？谁来执行呢？ 那就是法利赛人。
After the scribes had explained the meaning of the words, then Pharisees are the one who carries out.
比方说，礼拜六到底能不能这个挑水？到底挑拿多少重的水算是工作呢？
For example, on Saturday, how much water can you carry, which will not be considered as work?
那挑水当然两担的水当然是工作。
Of course, if you have to fetch water and carry on your back, that is work. But if you lift up your water glass, this is also work. So now the question is how much water we can carry that will not be constituted as work. So the scribe began to look for answers. There's one answer. And you cannot carry water more than the allowed amount.
那个限量到底是怎么样的限量呢?
How do you determine that amount?
就是如果你拿的，就是你沾一点的水。
If you touch a little bit water.
如果那个水能叫你两个眉毛弄湿了。
And if that water is enough to wet your eyebrows.
如果没有弄湿，没有达到那个界限。
If the water cannot wet your eyebrows, then you are under the limit.
如果那个水能够叫你两个眉毛弄湿了。
But if the amount of water are able to wet your eyebrows, then that is work.
所以弟兄姊妹,
Therefore, brothers and sisters, this was something determined after they came back to Jerusalem.
所以弟兄姊妹,
Now you know that the development of Pharisees and Sadducees came about after they returned to Jerusalem. We thought that these people would never fall.
但是弟兄姊妹,
but brothers and sisters,
你有没有想到,
have you ever considered
我们的主来到地上的时候,
when our Lord Jesus came to the
earth, 给我们主最大难处的就是文士和法利赛人。
Those people who gave him the greatest problems are the Pharisees and the Sadducees.
钉他十字架, 钉他十字架。
Crucify him, crucify him.
弟兄姊妹,
Brothers and sisters,
就是这一般的人,
these are the people who called out those words.
因着这个缘故,
and because of this,
我们要警醒才对,
we need to be watchful.
这就是今天教会的难处。
This is also the difficulties for the church
today. 弟兄姊妹你明白吗?
Brothers and sisters, do you understand?
当你读马拉基书的时候,
when you read the book of Malachi,
你有没有一个感觉?
Do you have such sense?
这里神和他的百姓对话,
that as God's dialogue with his people,
你到四福音的时候,
And when you come to the four Gospels,
你再读我们的主和法利赛人和文士对话的时候,
and you read the dialogue between our Lord Jesus and the Pharisees,
你觉得很稀奇,
something amazing happened.
当我们主在地上,
when our Lord was on the earth,
每一次我们的主遇见文士、法利赛人和犹太教中间的领袖,
every time our Lord Jesus encountered the Pharisees and Sadducees and the leaders of religion,
每一次的对话,
in each of their dialogues
都是马拉基书的重演，一点都没有错。
Was another reenactment of the book of Malachi.
所以到底马拉基他们的难处在什么地方
？So what is the difficulty of the book of Malachi?
我们说过了。
We have already mentioned.
他们有一个难处就是落在黑暗里。
Their difficulty is because they have fallen into darkness.
他们看不见。
They cannot see.
神说这样，他们说是另外一样。
God said this, and they said the opposite.
你看他们的眼，他们的眼光和神的眼光不一样。
You see that their perception is different than God's perception.
他们对自己满意的很。
They are so satisfied with themselves.
但神说你是贫穷、瞎眼、可怜的。
But God says you are poor, wretched, and miserable.
所以弟兄姊妹
，friends, sisters，
这就是在马拉基那个时候普遍的难处。
This was the common problem persistent during the time of Malachi.
这里的灵是骄傲的。
This is the prideful spirit.
人一直骄傲的缘故。
And because of pride,
拒绝接受十字架的工作。
They resist and reject the work of the cross.
结果慢慢的，他对自己非常的满意。
Gradually, they become so satisfied with themselves.
尤其当他和巴比伦的人一比较的时候
，especially when they compare themselves with the people in Babylon.
你看见主所给我们的是何等的大
？See what great things God has given us.
所以不知不觉的，我们就停止进步。
Unknowingly, we stopped progressing.
不知不觉的，我们再也不追求了。
Unknowingly, we stopped pursuing the Lord.
但是弟兄姊妹
，But brothers,
你看见吗？这个就是当主回来以前。
And this is what happened before the Lord returned.
无论第一次主来或者第二次主来
，whether it's his first return or his second return.
无论是旧约那个时候，或者今天老底嘉教会的光景
，whether it's in time of the Old Testament or in the time today of the Laodicea.
这里有一个普遍的难处。
Here we see a common problem.
那个难处是什么
？And what is that difficulty?
那个难处就是 obsession， 就是着迷。
And that problem is obsession.
我们每一个人对自己着迷。
Each one of us are obsessed with ourselves.
我们每一个人也对我们自己的团体着迷。
We're also obsessed about our own group.
你懂我的意思吗
？Do you understand what I mean?
你以为这样。
You thought it this way.
你觉得我很属灵。
You think that I'm spiritual.
但是主说和我们说的差得很远。
But what God says is vastly different than what we say.
我们对于我们所在的团体，我们也着了迷了。
We're also obsessed with our own group.
我们以为我们一点的问题也没有。
We thought that we have no problem.
我们最得胜的一般的团体。
We're the most victorious group.
主如果要得着荣耀的教会的话。
If God wants to obtain a glorious church,
那不是我们还有谁呢
？If it's not us, then who else?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters,
这个难处是什么难处
？What is this difficulty?
这个难处就是着迷的难处。
This is the problem of obsession.
但是弟兄姊妹
，But brothers and sisters,
因为这个缘故，我们需要光照。
Because of this very reason, we need God's light.
因为这个缘故，我们需要拯救。
Because of this reason, we need salvation.
因为这个缘故，所以我们需要整本的马拉基。
Because of this, we need the entire book of Malachi.
老底嘉为什么是老底嘉
？Why is the church Laodicea?
因为他们曾经是腓拉铁菲。
Because they were once the church of Philadelphia.
他们曾经走在腓拉铁菲的道路上。
They were once walking on the way of Philadelphia.
腓拉铁菲永远是我们的道路。
The way of Philadelphia is always our way.
腓拉铁菲永远不是我们的标签。
And Philadelphia is never our mark.
Our label.
Our label.
所以什么时候人用自己用 Philadelphia 来做我们自己标签的时候
？So whenever someone describes our own group as Philadelphia.
只有我们是教会，别人都不是教会。
That we are the only church and no one else is our church.
弟兄姊妹，你已经不是 Philadelphia.
But sister, you have already left Philadelphia.
你已经是老底嘉。
You have already entered into Laodicea.
弟兄姊妹。你看见老底嘉的人是因为腓拉铁菲堕落了才变成老底嘉。
Laodiceans are those who have fallen from Philadelphia.
撒底没有可能变成老底嘉。
Sardis cannot become a
Laodicean. 没有可能像这马拉基书所说的。
And those people who remain in Babylon would not be in the same condition as in the book of
Malachi.
But it's those people who return to Jerusalem.
因着主迟延的缘故。
And because God delayed.
他们以为说主很快的就回来。
They thought the Lord would return quickly.
但是结果主还没有回来。
Yet the Lord did not come back.
慢慢他们就开始放松了。
Gradually they relaxed.
他们觉得他们看见的真理是最准确的。
They thought that they have seen the truth clearly.
他们有的经历是别人没有的。
They have experiences which no one else has.
但是不知不觉的弟兄姊妹。
And gradually.
他们就堕落了。
They have fallen.
他们从神的光中堕落。
They have fallen from the light of God.
如果他们常常在神的面光中的话，
If they often live before the light of God's face,
弟兄姊妹，他们应该蒙光照才对。
Then they will receive His light.
那么他们在什么光里面呢？
But what kind of light were they in?
以赛亚五十章告诉我们他们在什么光底下的。
And Isaiah 50 tells us what kind of light they were under.
我们来看以赛亚五十章。
We will turn to Isaiah chapter 50.
以赛亚五十章第十节。
Isaiah 50 verse 10.
这个光景就是马拉基的光景。
This is also the condition of Malachi.
这个也是我们今天的光景。
This is also our current condition.
你们中间谁是敬畏耶和华听从他仆人之话的？
Who is among you that fears the Lord that obeys the voice of his servant?
这人行在暗中没有亮光。
That walks in darkness and has no light.
那怎么办呢？
What do you do?
当依靠耶和华的名依赖自己的神。
Let him trust in the name of the Lord and rely on his God.
你看十一节他们的光景什么光景？
You see, the verse 11 is their condition.
凡你们点火，用火把围绕自己的，可以行在你们的火焰。
Behold, all you who kindle a fire, who encircle yourselves with fire bands, walk in the light of your fire.
并你们所点的火把。
And among the brands, you have set ablaze.
这个火把是你自己点起来。
You have kindled these lights.
你明白吗？
Do you understand?
自己把这个火点起来的。
You have kindled those fire yourself.
而且用这个火来围绕你自己。
And you encircle yourself with these fire brands.
结果叫你自己就行走在这个火焰的光中。
And you are walking in these light.
这是我所定的，你们必躺在悲惨之中。
This you will have from my hand, and you will lie down in torment.
弟兄姊妹。马拉基的光景就是悲惨的光景。
The condition of Malachi is the condition of being tormented.
因为他们不认识他们自己。
Because they do not know themselves.
他们积蓄了许多的光。
And they have collected many lights.
他们从圣经里面读出了许多的教训。
And they have learned many teachings from the Bible.
他们觉得我们所站的立场是最准确的。
They consider where they stand is the most accurate.
我们所看见的真理是最准确的。
That our vision of the truth is most accurate.
我们的经历是最丰富的。
And our experiences are most abundant.
弟兄姊妹。
But brothers and sisters,
不知不觉他们就点起他们自己的火把来围绕他自己。
Gradually they kindled their own fire and surrounded themselves with those fires.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
当主回来以前。
Before the Lord returns,
主是要得着荣耀的教会。
Yes, the Lord is to receive a glorious church.
主是要得着一般人回到耶路撒冷。
He is to receive a group of people that returns to Jerusalem.
但这些人需要悔改。
But these people must repent.
在这个启示录七封书信里面，七个教会有五个教会需要悔改。
In the seven churches. Described to us in Revelation, five of them needs repent.
神说，你们若转回我，我就要转回向你们。
God says, if you repent back to me, and I will turn back to you.
所以这里给我们看见，我们需要转回。
Here it shows us we need to turn back.
这里给我们看见，我们需要悔改。
We need to repent.
我们绝对不信的人，我们要传悔改的道。
We felt that it was the unbelievers that needs to repent.
但是在主回来以前。
But be prior to his coming.
是主自己传悔改的道。
It is the Lord himself who preached the word of repentance.
所以神说现在你们要转回。
The Lord says now you need to turn back.
要转向我。
Turn back to me.
我就转向你。
And I will turn to you.
但是悲惨的心就是我们说我们如何才是转回。
And yet tragically we ask the question, how should we return?
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，主的话是不只有责备，主的话也有拯救。
But sister, the word of God is rebuke and it's also salvation.
所以当你读到马拉基书的时候
，When you read the book of Malachi，
所以第一段跟最后一段中间有五段。
And between the first section and the seventh, there's five sections.
那么你会发现第二段跟倒数第二段是对称的，是内容相同的，是彼此解释的。
And the content of the second section is symmetrical to the sixth one.
第二个阶段，第二段讲到奉献。
And the second section talks about offering.
那最后第二段讲到献上十分之一。
And the sixth section talks about offering the tithe.
这个第二个阶，第二段讲到主的桌，神的桌子怎样被污秽。
And the second section talks about how God's table is being defiled.
那倒数第二段给我们看人怎样夺取神之物。
And the sixth section shows us how men had robbed God.
所以在这里给我们看见一件事。
Here we see one thing.
在第二段也好，倒数第二段也好。
Whether it is in the second section or the last to the second.
我们如果来读它里面。
Second to the last section.
我们如果来读它里面的故事的话。
If we read the story with them,
我们就明白过来。
Then we will be clear.
神说你们藐视我。
God says you despise me.
那么他们说我们在什么事上藐视你呢？
They say wherein have we despised thee?
然后我们的神就解释了。
Then our God explained.
因为你们将污秽的食物献在我的祭坛上。
Because you have offered defiled food or polluted food.
你们说耶和华的桌子是可以藐视的。
You said that God's table is to be to be contempt.
弟兄姊妹，我们在什么地方藐视神的名？
Brothers and sisters, wherever we have despised God's
name, 我们好像都是尊主的名为圣。
It seems that we always honor God's name.
但是问题在这里。
Now it's a problem.
你怎么知道你没有尊主的名为圣？
How do you know that you do not honor and respect God's name?
你怎么测量这件事呢？
How do you measure such things?
问题乃是在于我们的奉献。
The problem lies in our offering.
当你献祭的时候，你怎么献上？
How do you make your offering?
弟兄姊妹，
Francis,
你怎么知道这些人藐视神的名？
How do you know that these people despise God's name?
因为他们把瘸腿的献上。
Because they have offered up the lame.
他们也把瞎眼的献上。
They offered up the blind.
所以神说他们藐视神的名。
That's why God says you have despised my name.
所以弟兄姊妹，
Francis,
这个第二段我们就看见这班人怎么藐视神的名。
In the second portion, we see how these people despise God's name.
那么等到他们这样献上的时候，
After they have offered such kind of offering,
第十节神怎么说呢？
Verse 10, what did God say?
甚愿你们中间有一人关上殿门，免得你们突然在我坛上烧火。
Oh, that there be one among you who would shut the gates, that you might not uselessly kindle fire on my altar.
这个稀奇不稀奇的？
Isn't that amazing?
马拉基是个典型的以色列人。
Malachi is a typical Israelite.
他不只是先知，他也是教师。
Not only he is a prophet, he's also a teacher.
这个犹太的教师怎么可以教导人把圣殿的门关了？
How can a Jewish rabbi teach their people to shut the door, shut the gate?
他说为什么这样做呢？
But he says, why should we do that?
免得他们在我坛上烧火。
It is so that they might not useless kindle fire on my altar.
这时候你明白吗？
Do you understand
this, brothers? 当你把瞎眼的瘸腿献给神的时候，
When you offer to God the lame and the sick and the blind,
在神的眼光中等于献上反火一样。
In God's eye, you have offered in vain.
那 strange fire.
是不是？ Oh, you have offered strange fire.
所以当旧约当祭司们献上反火，结果就被神击杀了。
If a priest offer up the strange fire, then they will be struck down.
结果神说他不喜悦，不喜悦他们的供物。
God says I do not delight nor favor your
offering. 然后这个时候神就说了。
Now God says,
万军之耶和华说，从日出之地到日落之处，我的名在外邦中比尊为大，在各处人必奉我的名烧香献洁净的供物，因为我的名在外邦中比尊为大。
For from the rising of the sun even to its setting.My name will be great among the nations, and in every place incense is going to be offered to my name, and a grain offering that is pure, for my name will be great among the nations.
这里给我们看见神借着马拉基所预言。
Here God shows us what he spoke to us through Malachi.
有一天从日落之处，日出之地，一直到日落之处。
That one day, from the rising of the sun even to its setting,
结果神的名要在外邦人中被尊为大。
That God's name will be honored in all the nations.
不是在一个地方。
Not in one place.
不是在耶路撒冷。
Not just in Jerusalem.
对于犹太人来讲是耶路撒冷。
For the Jews, it is only in Jerusalem.
但对基督徒来讲是各处每一个地方。
But for the Christians, it means among all the nations.
时候将到。
The time will come.
到了有一天。神的名在外邦人中要被尊为大。
One day that God's name will be great among the nations.
再没有用瘸腿献上，也再没有用瞎眼献上。
No one will again offer to him the lame, the blind, and the sick.
这是第二段的话。
This is the second section of the word.
那倒数第二段。
And the second to the last section.
给我们看见献上十分之一。
Shows us to offer a tithe.
当你献上十分之一的时候，乃是全然把这个奉献送到仓库里面。
When you offer up to God one tenth, that is to bring things into His storehouse.
结果神就为他们敞开天上的窗户。
And for that, God has opened up for them the windows of heaven.
倾覆于他们，甚至于无处可容。
And poured out blessings to them until it overflows.
所以弟兄姊妹，
Francis,
第一段也好，第二段也好，倒数第二段也好。
Whether it's the second section or the second to the last section,
都讲的奉献。
It all talks about offering.
那为什么这里讲的奉献？
But why does he talk about offerings here?
你知道一个人为什么着迷？
Do you know why is a man obsessed?
一个人为什么对自己满意？
Why is a man satisfied with himself?
证明说在他身上有黑暗。
It proves that there is darkness in them.
那为什么在他身上有黑暗？
And why is there darkness in the person?
证明说他在奉献的事情上一定有了问题。
It proves that there is something wrong in terms of his offering.
弟兄姊妹，
Francis,
你看见当我们奉献的时候，
As we offer,
如果你在某一个点上有保留的话，
If you have any reservation anywhere,
在那件事情上你永远就看不见。
Then you will be blind in regards to that truth.
你知道有一个神学院的学生，
You know that there was a seminary student
和另外一个神学生在一起讨论。
And he was discussing with another student.
有一个神学生请问一个神学的教授。
Oh, it is a seminary student who was talking to a professor.
他说我从圣经里面我得着一个亮光。
The student said, I received a light from the Bible.
那就是受浸的光。
And that is the light of baptism.
我们每一个人都应当受浸，然后呢，这个与世界有完全的分别。
All of us need to be baptized and to be completely separate from this world.
看见受浸的重要。
And so he sees the importance of baptism.
你看见神光照他。
You see, God has enlightened him.
所以他就把这件事和神学教授交谈这件事。
And so he was discussing this matter with the professor.
然后教授就告诉他说。
And the professor told him.
他说我和你一模一样。
He said, I am just the same with you.
当我刚刚读神学的时候。
When I was just a seminary student myself.
我觉得神的话很明显告诉我们应当要受浸。
I felt very clearly and convincingly that God's word is for us to be baptized.
这是圣经里面很重要的真理。
This is a very important truth in the Bible.
但是等到我毕业了以后。
But after I graduated.
当我在那等候到哪里去服侍的时候。
And as I was waiting where God would send me to serve.
那在有的地方根本不需要受浸，不需要讲受浸。
In some places, they don't talk about baptism.
你如果讲受浸的话，你反而叫许多人叫许多人觉得糊涂了。
And if you talk about baptism to them, you will just confuse them.
他说因着这个缘故。
And because of this reason,
所以慢慢的我就忘记了这件事情。
Gradually, I have forgotten about baptism.
你现在很认真不要紧。
Now you can be sincere as
you read the Bible. 你没有多久你也会忘记。
But soon after, you will also forget the truth.
所以弟兄姊妹，你明白我的意思吗？
Francis, do you understand?
为什么在这个神学教授身上有个黑暗？
Why is there such darkness in this seminary professor?
他不是没有看见受浸的重要。
It is not because he did not see the importance of baptism.
但是他因着有许多的缘故。
But because of many reasons.
那为着厉害的缘故。
And many reasons that relate to his prophets.
为着生活的缘故。
And for his life.
所以弟兄姊妹，他这一点上他不肯完全的献上。
He's unwilling to offer this matter to God.
请记得，你在哪一点上你没有把自己献给主？
Wherever you did not offer yourself to God,
你在那一点上你是永远看不见。
In that particular point, you're blind.
从此以后，你要神来光照你，几乎是不可能的事。
From now on, if you want God to enlighten you on this point, it's almost impossible.
所以弟兄姊妹，
Francis,
为什么第二段跟第五段讲到奉献？
And why is it the second section and the sixth section talks about offering?
因为一个完全的奉献。
Because a perfect offering.
你把最好的献给。
You will give God the best.
弟兄姊妹，这个能给我们恩典。
Francis, this will give us grace.
叫我们做一个活在神光中的。
Causes to be people who live in His light.
如果你在某一点上和神有争执。
If you are still struggling with God on certain issues.
我知道有很多姊妹在蒙头这件事上和神有很强烈的争执。
I know many sisters who struggle with God concerning head covering.
蒙头不是个律法。
Head covering is not a law.
但是问题在这里。
But the problem is here.
在有的姊妹身上，她永远看不见什么叫做蒙头。
In certain sisters, they will never see head covering.
最大的悲哀是什么？
What is the greatest tragedy?
就是叫我们看不见。
Is that we are blind.
但是当我们看不见的时候，
But when we are blind,
我们就能说这个蒙头不过是当时的风俗而已。
We can say that this head covering is just a traditional.
你可以找很多的书证明看说根本不需要蒙头。
You can take many books to prove such point.
但是弟兄姊妹，
but brothers,
今天问题在这里。
Today here's the problem.
当你读主自己话语的时候，
when you read God's word,
主是怎么对你说？
What did God say to you?
当主说的时候，你愿意不愿意把自己献上？
When God speaks to you, are you willing to offer yourself?
你说主啊，这是你的旨意，我愿意顺服。
You say, God, this is your will. I am willing to obey.
如果你因着许多的原因不肯顺服的话，
if there are many reasons that causes you unable to obey,
请你记得，
please remember,
你会找一千万个理由证明你不需要蒙头。
You will find 1,000 reasons to prove that you don't need
help. 我只是拿这个做例子。
I'm just using this as an example.
有许多的真理我们看不见，不是真理不清楚。
There are many truths that we're unable to see. It is not because the truth is unclear.
许多真理看不见，因为我们根本奉献不彻底。
And there are many truths we cannot see because our offering is not
complete. 我们在奉献上出了毛病。
We have problems in our offering.
弟兄姊妹，你头脑还是很清楚。
But sister, your head is still very clear.
你还是会读圣经。
You still know how to read the Bible.
但是请记得。
But please remember,
在某一点上你永远看不见。
In certain issues, you will never be able to see.
在那一点事上我们身上有了黑暗。
In that particular issue, there is darkness.
慢慢那个黑暗要扩大。
Gradually, the darkness will grow.
那个情形就是马拉基的情形。
And that condition is the condition of Malachi.
弟兄姊妹，什么叫做着迷？
What is obsession?
着迷就是虚假。
Obsession is falsehood.
意思就是说，你的情况是个虚假的情况。
It means that your condition is a false condition.
因为只有神说的才是真的。
Because only what God says is the truth.
神说你是贫穷、瞎眼、可怜。
God says you are poor, miserable, and pitiful.
你说我是富足的，一样都不缺。
But you said I am rich.
那个情形是虚假的。
I have nothing. That front is false.
弟兄，你明白吗？
Do you understand?
换句话说，
In other words,
在我们属灵的生活里面。
In our spiritual life,
我们缺少的属灵的实际。
What we lack is the spiritual reality.
结果你就戴上假面具了。
And therefore you put on a mask.
这个主耶稣说你这假冒为善的人。
And Jesus calls you the hypocrite.
原文就是你这戴上假面具的人。
Hypocrite means you are one who put on a mask.
弟兄姊妹，你明白没有？
Francis, do you
understand? 在这里最重要的在哪里？
Here, what is the most important?
就是当我们里面的实际没有的时候，
that when we lack that reality,
你外面要装一个样子，
then you need to put on an outward front,
给人一个印象，
to make an impression to other people.
有人祷告一定要用特别的声音才可以。
Some people pray with a special voice.
他自己都觉得那个声音不好听。
Even they are sick of that voice.
他就是觉得那个声音太牵强了。
Even they think that there is an awful voice.
但是呢，他一定要这样祷告，他觉得这样才虔诚，才满了圣灵的同。
But they must pray in such a way so that they can feel that they are pious.
他觉得他一有这个声音，他就被圣灵充满了。
They felt that as soon as they use such voice to pray, they will be filled by the Holy Spirit.
其实圣灵没有充满他，他以为圣灵充满他。
Yet the Holy Spirit did not fill them. They thought they were filled by the Holy Spirit.
这个叫做自己欺骗自己。
This is deceiving yourself.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，有一天我们要见主面。
One day we will see God's face.
你不可能戴面具一直戴到审判台前，不可能。
It's impossible for you to wear a mask until you wear the judgment seat of God.
你在弟兄姊妹中间可以戴上假面具。
You can put on the mask in front of brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹，你可以告诉自己说一百遍说我是富足的，我是富足的。
You can tell yourself 100 times that I am rich, I am rich.
主说你们是贫穷、瞎眼、可怜。
But God says you are poor, miserable, and blind.
这些人是回到耶路撒冷。
These are the people who return to Jerusalem.
你知道耶路撒冷的特点在什么？
You know what is so unique about Jerusalem?
你记不记得希伯来书告诉我们说？
Do you remember what's written in Book of Hebrews?
亚伯拉罕住在帐篷里。
That Abraham lived in the tent.
他却等候一座有根基的城。
He is waiting for a city of foundation.
那个只是耶路撒冷来说的。
And that refers to Jerusalem.
而且圣经告诉我们，他远远的看见就欢喜的迎接。
And the Bible tells us that he has seen the city in a distance, and he rejoiced to receive it.
现在我们要问，
now we ask the question.
在保罗一生里面，在亚伯拉罕一生里，他什么时候看见耶路撒冷？
In Abraham's life, when has he seen the Jerusalem?
所以弟兄姊妹，你明白吗？为什么第二段跟第五段圣灵是这么描写？
Why is the Holy Spirit described in such way in the second section?
这一天他的脚踩在耶路撒冷。
That day, their feet stepped on Jerusalem.
但是问题，他们有没有看见什么叫耶路撒冷？
But the question is, have they seen Jerusalem?
耶路撒冷的实际是什么？
What is the reality of Jerusalem?
明白不明白？
Do you understand?
艰难处在哪里？
Where is the difficulty today?
就当我们活在主面前,
that is when we live before the Lord.
没有多久以后,
soon after.
我们里面的东西没有, 我们只剩下外面。
We have lost everything that is substantial within, and we only have the outward
part. 那现在我们要问,
now we ask the question.
这个亚伯拉罕, 圣经告诉我们说, 这个耶路撒冷乃是神经营所建造的。
And that the city of Jerusalem was administered by God, and He built the city.
所以神就亚伯拉罕, 在亚伯拉罕身上做。
And that's why God worked in Abraham's life.
那你还记不记得?
Now do you remember?
有一次神对亚伯拉罕说,
once God told Abraham,
你要带着你的以撒,
you will bring with you Isaac,
你的独生子,
your only son,
到我所指定的地方,
to the place which I designate.
感谢主, 后来亚伯拉罕走了三天的路程,
Abraham walked for 3 days.
最后就到了摩利亚山,
lastly, he came to Mount Moriah.
结果在那里就把亚伯拉罕就把以撒就献上,
and there he offered up Isaac to God.
弟兄姊妹,
Abraham has seen the Jerusalem in the distance. He is waiting for the city with foundation. Now God is going to build Jerusalem. And God began with Abraham. You have seen Jerusalem. Now He will begin the work in Abraham. Where is Jerusalem? Where in the whole land of Canaan that will be Jerusalem?
等到亚伯拉罕把以撒献上,
but sister, after Abraham has offered up Isaac,
那座的摩利亚山,
and that mountain, Mount Moriah,
就是后来的耶路撒冷,
became the Jerusalem later.
没有亚伯拉罕把以撒献上,
if Abraham did not offer up Isaac,
耶路撒冷根本不可能开始,
Jerusalem would never have begun.
所以为什么后来圣殿一定要盖在摩利亚山上?
And that is why the temple must build on top of Mount Moriah.
什么地方亚伯拉罕献以撒?
Wherever Abraham offered up Isaac.
这就是圣殿应该在的地方。
That is the place for the holy temple.
这里是神的同在。
There is God's presence.
然后耶路撒冷城盖起来, 这就代表神的见证。
And then the city is built, and that represents the testimony.
所以圣殿和圣城它的根基是, 它的胚在什么, 苗在什么地方?
So where is the germ or the foundation of the city?
那个苗乃是亚伯拉罕的奉献。
The germs begins with Abraham's offering.
神要的不是亚伯拉罕, 神要的不是以撒。
God doesn't want Isaac.
神要亚伯拉罕献以撒的, 神要的乃是亚伯拉罕自己。
God wants Abraham himself.
所以什么时候亚伯拉罕把以撒献上?
So whenever Abraham offered up Isaac,
什么时候亚伯拉罕就把自己献上?
That's when Abraham has also offered himself.
弟兄姊妹, 什么叫耶路撒冷?
What does it mean Jerusalem?
耶路撒冷怎么开始的?
Where did Jerusalem begin?
是从亚伯拉罕的奉献开始。
It begins with Abraham's offering.
他不是把残缺的献上。
He did not offer God the lame.
他不是把瞎眼的献上。
He did not offer to God the blind.
他是把他独生的最好的完全献上。
But he offered his best, his only begotten.
这个叫做耶路撒冷。
This is what Jerusalem is.
哪里有真实的奉献，哪里才有真实的耶路撒冷。
Wherever there is true offering, there is Jerusalem.
为什么要走三天的路程?
Why must he walk 3 days of
distance? 他可以在厨房里就把以撒献上。
He could have offered up Isaac in his own kitchen.
不，神要叫他走三天的路程。
No, God want him to walk for 3 days.
他一面走那条，因为奉献乃是一条道路。
Because offering is a way.
在那个三天的过程里面,
in that 3 days of time,
每一个时候他都可以回头,
every moment he's able to just turn back.
但是弟兄姊妹, 这里有一条道,
but brother and sister, here's a way.
后来称作西安的大道,
later on it becomes the way of Zion.
什么叫西安的大道?
What does it mean, the way of Zion?
这条路走到最后, 以撒要变成灰了。
And because when you reach to the end of this way, Isaac will turn into ashes. But because of love,
弟兄姊妹, 当你一旦献上, 你永远献上。
Because of love, once you offered, you have offered forever.
所以弟兄姊妹,
friends, sisters,
这是亚伯拉罕,
this is Abraham.
当他第一次走西安大道,
when the first time he walked on this way of Zion,
在摩利亚, 就是后来的耶路撒冷, 把以撒献上的时候,
and as he offered up Isaac on Mount Moriah,
这里就成为圣殿的基地。
here becomes the foundation for the Holy City. And later becomes where the Holy City will be. Not only
so,
the Israelites must hold feasts 3 times a year in Jerusalem. Do you know why they need to keep
this?
Because Abraham has done so, and all his descendants will follow. Abraham walked on this way, and at the end offered up Isaac. And all the descendants of Abraham will also walk on this way. They will offer the best produce of the land of Canaan.
没有残缺的, 没有瞎眼,
no lame, no blind.
弟兄姊妹,
now do you understand? This is a perfect offering.
只有这样, 弟兄姊妹,
only with such kind of, only with this offering, you can be rid of obsession.
亚伯拉罕没有留下一样好处不给神。
Abraham did not reserve anything good for himself and not offer to God. When he offered his son to God, he had offered his best.
所以弟兄姊妹,
therefore,
brothers,
here we see,
给我们看见说, 为什么提到这里奉献时,
why is it mentioned about offering
here?
And this is the offering described to them as 3 times a year they will go to Jerusalem. Because they are the descendants of Abraham.
但是弟兄姊妹,
even though their sole of their feet steps on Jerusalem, but they do not know where is Jerusalem.
当耶路撒冷被建造的时候,
when Jerusalem was built,
是开始于我们的奉献,
it begins with our offering. It begins with our complete offering. It is the absolute offering. And because of
this,
Abraham produces 2 descendants.
弟兄姊妹你明白吗?
Do you understand?
圣经告诉我们说, 万国都要因着, 这个万国都要因着亚伯拉罕得福。
And the Bible tells us that all the nations will be blessed by Abraham.
万国要因着亚伯拉罕的后裔而得福。
And they will be blessed through the descendant of
Abraham. 亚伯拉罕生以撒，以撒生雅各，一直生下去。
Abraham gave birth. Abraham beget Isaac and beget Jacob, continue to have descendants.
有一个子孙,
one of his descendants.
那个子孙根据加拉太书,
and this descendant is a singular form. And that refers to Jesus Christ.
所以等到亚伯拉罕，等到主耶稣降生在伯利恒的时候,
and so until Jesus was born in Bethlehem,
你看见说万国都要因着亚伯拉罕的后裔而得福。
You see that all nations will be blessed through the seed of Abraham.
弟兄姊妹,
until Jesus was born in Bethlehem,
从日出之地,
from the rising of the sun and to its setting,
我们这些以信为本的人,
all of us who believe by faith,
我们就做了亚伯拉罕的子孙,
we have become the descendant of Abraham.
现在不是在一个地方,
now we're no longer in one locality. Not just in Jerusalem. Now no matter where you are, we can offer up our prayers and we can offer up our
offer.
And the name of the Lord is great among all nations. Brothers and sisters, do you see the problem and difficulties with the priests? How do you resolve the problem with the priest? Soon after,
你看见主亚伯拉罕的后裔要叫全世界得福,
and the descendant of Abraham will bless all the nations.
时候将到,
when the time comes,
如今就是了,
and now it is,
那真正拜父的用心灵和诚实来拜,
that those who worship the Lord worship in truth and spirit.
弟兄姊妹,
Francis,
以法利赛人他们注意的是外面,
the Pharisees only focus on the external
thing.
You see what a great temple we have. And yet we are the temple of God. We just need to come to our depths. Then we can worship God with truth and spirit. This is the reality of worship.
所以弟兄姊妹,
therefore, brothers
and sisters,
now you know the reality of worship.
当犹太人看见那些圣殿的时候,
When the Jews see the temple,
他们说何等的圣殿。
They say, what a great temple.
但主耶稣在他钉十字架前一个礼拜，每一个晚上他都得要到伯大尼才能够得着安息。
But the week before the death of Jesus Christ, he needs to travel to Bethany in order to find his rest.
所以弟兄姊妹，在这里就给我们看见什么叫做属灵的世界。
Here we see what does it mean to have spiritual reality.
那不光这样。
Not only so.
你还记不记得亚伯拉罕怎么看见耶路撒冷？
Do you also remember how Abraham seen Jerusalem?
你记不记得最早的时候，他是带最早的时候，你记不记得他听说他的罗德侄子罗德被掳走？
Do you remember in early on that he heard that his nephew Lot has been taken captive?
因为他的罗德被掳走了，结果他就带了家里。 这个总共只有几百个人，结果就去追拿，318个人就结果去追赶敌人。
And because he heard that his nephew Lot has been taken captive, he brought with him his men that was born to his family, 318 of them, to chase them.
四王跟五王的征战。
And the battle between the four kings and the five kings.
那个四个王是从巴比伊优巴拉底河那边过来的。
The four kings came from the side of Euphrates.
他们不只是远征军，而且他们是常胜军。
Not only they come from a far distance, but they also have a track of winning.
亚伯拉罕爱他的侄儿。
Abraham loved his nephew.
他什么也没有想。
He did not consider anything.
他带着318个人就一直追赶敌人，一直到带。
And with 318 of his own men, they chased them all the way to the land of Dan.
实在说来，亚伯拉罕这一次是用鸡蛋来碰石头。
And this time, really, Abraham is fighting with rocks.
所以后来神遇见亚伯拉罕，告诉他你不要害怕。And
so God told him not to be afraid.
那证明亚伯拉罕后来果然害怕了。And
it proved to us that Abraham did have fear.
他起头不怕，痛定思痛，他就怕起来了。
In the beginning, he did not have fear, but at the end, he has fear.
结果他打了胜仗回来的时候。Later,
when he won the victory and returned.
圣经告诉我们，耶路撒冷王。 麦基希德出去迎接他。The
Bible tells us the king of Salem, Melchizedek, came out to receive him.
他带着饼，带着酒来。He
brought with him bread and wine.
刚刚从战场回来。Abraham
just returned from the battlefield.
你看饼和酒带给他何等的力量。You
see how the bread and the wine had brought him such strength.
他为亚伯拉罕祝福。The
king of Salem blessed him.
而且他解释说为什么亚伯拉罕打。
And he explained to him why he has won the victory.
他说，至高的神把敌人交在你的手里。He
said, "God Almighty has handed the enemy into your hands."
四王乃是幼发拉底河那边的王。The
four kings are the kings from Euphrates side.
带头的是巴比伦王。And
the leader king was the king of Babylon.
所以等到亚伯拉罕打胜仗，是耶路撒冷王来迎接他。
And so after Abraham won the victory, it was the king of Salem that received him. And Melchizedek told him it was the Almighty King who had handed the enemy to your
hand.
Why did you win the victory? You thought it was a battle between the four kings and the five kings. But you have forgotten.
在背后乃是巴比伦和耶路撒冷的战争。Behind
this, it was the battle of Babylon and Jerusalem.
这是圣经里面第一次巴比伦和耶路撒冷对立。This
was the first conflict between Babylon and Jerusalem.
现在只要亚伯拉罕站在耶路撒冷的这一边。Now,
as long as Abraham stand on the side of Jerusalem,
神自然把敌人交在他的手里。
Naturally, God will hand the enemies into his hands.
这是亚伯拉罕第一次鳞片掉下来，看见什么叫耶路撒冷。This
is the first time the scale of Abraham's eye has fallen, that he has seen what is Jerusalem.
他第一次看见那一座有根基的城，是神所要经营、所要建造。The
first time he has seen the city which God will administer and God will build.
当他看见的时候。And
when he sees this,
圣经说亚伯拉罕就把所得的拿出十分之一来，就给了麦基希。
Abraham has taken out from his goods the tenth, a tithe and give it to Melchizedek. When you first have seen Jerusalem, you give your tenth. Will you truly allow God to work in you and to build Jerusalem?
真的耶路撒冷要被神建造的时候,
and when Jerusalem will be built,
当你献上以撒的时候,
and when you offered up Isaac,
乃是十分之十,
and that is 100%.
所以弟兄姊妹, 如果你看见神的旨意,
if you have seen God's will,
你很自然没有人告诉你说十分之一,
naturally, no one needs to teach you, you will offer up a tithe.
这不是律法,
brother and sister, this is not a
law. 因为你看见了,
it's because you have seen it. But just by seeing it, it's not enough. God will build up Jerusalem. God needs Abraham. Because only Abraham offered up Isaac. And he also offered Isaac in the place which God has designated. That place became the place where the temple was built. And later on, it's known as Jerusalem.
你说神怎么经营建造耶路撒冷?
You say, how does God administer and construct Jerusalem?
那是从我们的奉献开始。
It begins with our offering.
所以当你读马拉基书的时候,
as you read Malachi,
第二个给我们看见残缺的奉献,
and the second section shows us the imperfect offering.
但是弟兄姊妹, 如果你真的有耶路撒冷的实际,
if you truly have the reality of Jerusalem,
亚伯拉罕的奉献乃是十分之十。
Abraham's offering is 100%. No lame, no blind.
因为这个缘故, 他才不残缺,
and because of this reason, Abraham is not lame and he's not blind. Whoever offer up the lame to God, he will be lame. Whoever offer up the blind to God, he will be blind. If you, the sole of your feet touches upon Jerusalem, and by God's grace, God has called you to be the overcomer. You need to remember what does Jerusalem mean. Jerusalem is what God administered and what God
built.
He begins with you and I.
什么时候你把以撒献上?
Whenever you offered up Isaac,
弟兄姊妹,
now God can begin His work in us. In each one of us, He can begin His work. God's church will be built. The temple is built on Mount Moriah. It is built on the mountain where Abraham offered up Isaac. A church can have 500 people. It can be 500 individuals.
但什么时候他真的有教会的时机呢?
But when can the church have its reality?
500个人通通把自己完全献上.
When all 500 completely offered themselves. All 500 has offered up their Isaac.
弟兄姊妹,
Francis,
什么叫做属灵的假冒?
What is the hypocrisy, the spiritual hypocrisy? It is not that we have not offered. All 500 had given their offering. But some offered up the lame, some offered up the blind. Dear brothers and sisters, we call ourselves church. But we're still 500 individuals. But whenever there is a reality, spiritual reality of the church, spiritual matter cannot deceive anyone. Whether or not there is revival to the church, it depends how many people were offered up Isaac like Abraham. Just according to the outward activities, at that time the priests are so busy. They have come to Jerusalem. They're busy about what they're
working.
They have offerings. Outwardly, everything is correct. Only the Lord knows their difficulties.
那不光这样,
not only so.
弟兄姊妹, 如果你真的看见什么叫做耶路撒冷,
Francis, if you truly see what Jerusalem means,
你很自然地把当纳的十分之一就献上,
naturally, you will give your tithe of one.
神要做什么事呢?
Then what will God do?
神要把你的十分之一送到仓库里面去。
God will take your one-tenth and put it in His storehouse.
叫神的家里面有粮。
So that there will be food in God's house.
神说你可以试试我。
God says, try me.
是否为你们敞开天上的窗户?
Test me and see if I will not open for you the windows of heaven.
赐福于你们，使你们无地可容。
And pour out for you a blessing until it overflows.
弟兄姊妹，Francis, 献上的十分之一不是损失。
The one tenth that you offer is not your loss.
你没有看见耶路撒冷，你不会献上十分之一。
If you have not seen Jerusalem, you will not be willing to offer one tenth.
但不要忘记。
But please remember.
如果你因着看见耶路撒冷而献上十分之一。
But if you have seen the meaning of Jerusalem and offered up your one tenth.
有的人是因为律法说十分之一他才献上的。
Some people make the offerings according to law. This is not a perfect offering. If you have truly seen Melchizedek, and you have seen Jerusalem, now you offered up one tenth.
结果你没有想到这十分之一神就为你敞开了天上的窗户。
You did not realize for the sake of this one tenth, God has opened up the windows of heaven for you. He has poured down His blessings to you until it overflows. This is what the Lord of hosts says. I will rebuke the devourer for you so that he may not destroy the fruits of the ground. Nor will your vine in the field cast its grapes.
你明白吗，弟兄姊妹？
Francis, do you understand? There is no famine here.
为什么?
Why?
就是每个人因为看见耶路撒冷而十分之一献上。
Because each one of them has seen Jerusalem and offered up their one tenth.
结果圣经怎么说?
And then what the Bible says?
万军之耶和华说，万国必称你们为有福的，因为你们的地必成为喜乐之地。
And the Lord, God of hosts says that they will be the land, all the nations will be call you blessed because you shall be a delightful land.
为什么万国都称为你们有福？
Why is it all the nations will call you blessed? Because they will be blessed by Abraham. Those of us who are justified by faith, we have also received
blessings.
And of course, the nations will call us blessed. And our land will be a delightful land.
现在你看见第二段跟倒数第二段不是刚好是对称的吗？
Now you see the symmetry between the second section and the
sixth section.
They all had something to do with Jerusalem. One person who has seen Jerusalem and make his offering. And the other that God has begun to build Jerusalem, therefore we make our offering. One is offering one tenth, the other is offering 100%. Dear brothers
and sisters,
now you understand.
最后神都把我们带到永远的去。
At the end, God will bring us into His eternal well.
所以第二段给我们看见。
So the second section shows us.
时候将到，如今就是。
A time will come, and now it is.
无论在什么地方。
No matter where you are.
我们凭着圣灵，我们靠着我们这个用灵和诚实，只要拜他，我们就能够敬拜我们的父。
With spirit and truth, we'll be able to worship our Father.
结果你看见神的名在外邦人中，在我们中间要成为大，要比尊为大。And
God's name shall be great among the nations.
你知道现在的以色列人呢，他们如果要做什么的话，还是要到耶路撒冷去。You
know that nowadays for the Israelites, if they want to do anything significant, they will still go to Jerusalem.
他们要祷告的话，
if they want to pray,
一定要到耶路撒冷哭墙那里去祷告。
They must go to the Weeping Wall at Jerusalem.
后来他们觉得这个太麻烦了。Later
on, they thought this is too troublesome.
所以耶路撒冷有一家公司啊，就说就发了个通知给全世界的犹太人。And
so there is a company in Jerusalem. They sent out a notice to all the Jews throughout the land.
一定要飞到耶路撒冷来。You
don't necessarily have to fly to Jerusalem.
你们把你们祷告传真给我们。You
just email or fax your prayer request to us.
然后呢，我们就派人把你的传真纸头就塞在那个这个哭墙的洞里面，那祷告就得答应。And
we will send someone to fold up your prayer request that you faxed over and stuff it into the crack.
现在更简单了。Now
it's even easier.
他们只要拿着手机就带到那个墙面前，就你站着祷告就可以了。Now
you just call them on your cell phone. They will bring a cell phone and put it against the wall.
但是弟兄姊妹，
sisters,
你看见了吗？Do
you see?
亚伯拉罕生以撒。Abraham
gave birth to Isaac. And Isaac to Jacob.
最后主耶稣降生在伯利恒。
At the end, Jesus was born in Bethlehem.
我们这些人都因着亚伯拉罕得福。
We have all been blessed because of Abraham. We have believed in Jesus Christ as our Savior. No matter where we are, we don't need to go to the weeping wall. Even on the bus. Even in your basement. Or at your sick bed. We just need to open up
our hearts.
With spiritual and truth, we worship Him. And naturally, we come to His feet.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters, do you see?
这不是,
and this tells us when He talks about Jerusalem,
不是把我们带到摩西, 带回摩西,
He did not bring us back to Moses.
乃是远远地把我们带到亚伯拉罕,
but He has brought us back to Abraham.
因为我们的福乃是亚伯拉罕,
because our blessing came from Abraham.
所以感谢主, 弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
当你读到第三章第七节的时候,
when you read chapter 3, verse 7,
万军之耶和华说,
and the Lord of hosts said,
从你们列祖的日子以来, 你们常常偏离我的典章而不遵守,
from the days of your fathers, you have turned aside from my statutes and have not kept them.
这里说的列祖的日子,
here it says the days of your fathers.
这是指着亚伯拉罕来说,
and refers to Abraham.
不是指着摩西来说,
it is not referring to Moses.
神的旨意永远是亚伯拉罕,
God's will, eternal will is always Abraham.
现在你们要转向,
now you will turn back to me.
怎么转向?
How do you turn?
对犹太人来讲,
as to the Jews,
耶路撒冷是代表犹太教,
and Jerusalem represents Judaism.
耶路撒冷和犹太教是不能分开,
Jerusalem cannot be separated from Judaism.
耶路撒冷是犹太文化的一部分,
and Jerusalem is part of the culture of Judaism.
你知道自从阿拉法特说我们要在耶路撒冷建立我们的首都,
and since Arafat has said we will build our capital in Jerusalem,
连那些不信神的犹太人,
even those unbelieved, those Israelites do not believe in God,
不信不相信圣经的犹太人,
and those Jews who do not believe in the Bible,
他们都不能接受那个条件,
they cannot even accept that.
他们说一旦耶路撒冷进到了我们的怀抱, 我们永远不能分开,
they said as soon as Jerusalem came back to our embrace, we can no longer be separated from it.
对犹太人来讲,
as for the Jews,
耶路撒冷和犹太人是不能够分割的,
Jerusalem is inseparable to the Jews.
摩西和耶路撒冷是不能分割的,
Moses cannot be separated from Jerusalem.
这最多是犹太教,
and this is,
at most, 这最多是犹太教,
at most, this is Judaism.
但是不要忘记,
but do not remember, do not forget,
神的旨意乃是把我们带回到列祖,
God's will is to bring us back to the days of our
fathers. 现在你们要转回,
now you will return.
我就转向了,
and I will turn to you.
所以下面就说到十分之一的奉献,
and then it continued to discuss about the tithe.
那不是律法的故事,
this is not a story of the law.
这不是摩西律法底下的故事,
this is not a story under the law of Moses.
还没有降下律法,
and before the law was given,
当亚伯拉罕看见什么是耶路撒冷,
when Abraham saw what is Jerusalem,
他欢喜地迎接,
and he received it gladly.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers, gladly he offered up his one tenth.
但是不要忘记,
but don't forget,
当他有一天,
and one day,
他真的看见神动工建造耶路撒冷的时候,
when he sees that God has begun to build Jerusalem,
他知道他是那个材料,
he knows that he is the material.
所以他把自己献上,
and so he offered himself.
他献上以撒的时候,
when he offered up Isaac,
他不就把自己献上,
he has offered up himself.
弟兄姊妹, 历史告诉我们说,
brothers and sisters, the history tells us,
他奉献的地方,
the place where he offered,
就是后来的耶路撒冷,
was the later Jerusalem.
他奉献的那个地方,
and the place where he offered,
也就是圣殿那个基地, 那个basis所在的地方,
and became the temple ground and its foundation.
我们今天以为说以色列人跟阿拉伯人是争山头一个山头,
today we thought the Israelites are fighting with the Palestinians over a mountain.
全世界那么大, 为什么争一个山头?
The world is so great, why are you fighting over one mountain?
但是考古学家告诉我们, 他们不是争一块山头, 是争一块石头。
But archaeology tells us they're not fighting over a mountain, they're fighting over a rock.
今天在清真寺里面有一个很大的磐石。
Today in the great mosque there is a rock.
那个大概就是亚伯拉罕献以撒的, 因为那是最高的地方。
And that is probably the place where Abraham offered up Isaac, because that is the highest peak.
但是考古学家发现,
but the archaeologists discovered, on top of this great rock,
有一个depression, 一个槽,
and there is a depression or
indention.
And if you measure the depth and the width of the indention,
刚好是约柜的宽度高度和宽度。It
matches the measurement for the ark.
如果这是真的话,
if that is true,
那那块石头,
then that particular
rock
is where is the place of the holiest holy.
所以冤家路窄, 他们不是争山头, 根本争一块石头。
So they're not fighting over a mountain, they're fighting over a rock.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
but sisters,
现在你明白吗?
Do you understand now?
这里有神的殿,
here is a temple of God,
带进神的同在,
which brings in the presence of God.
这里有神的城,
here is a city of God,
说到神的见证,
that speaks of God's testimony.
弟兄姊妹, 亚伯拉罕是等座, 等候一座有根基的城,
Abraham is waiting for a city with foundation.
他一面等,
he waits,
让神在他身上工作,
he also allowed God to work in him.
感谢主,
praise the Lord.
现在这些人回到耶路撒冷,
now these people that return to Jerusalem,
如果他们有整本圣经的启示的话,
if they have the revelation from the entire Bible,
你看见为什么要回耶路撒冷,
you will understand why they need to return to Jerusalem. And because Jerusalem is part and where God is working.
什么叫耶路撒冷?
What does it mean Jerusalem?
耶路撒冷乃是奉献,
Jerusalem means offering.
什么叫做教会?
What does it mean the
什么叫做建造?
Church?
什么叫做建造?
What is the construction?
什么叫做见证?
What is the testimony?
弟兄姊妹, 它和绝对的奉献是不能分开的。
These cannot be separated from absolute offering.
感谢主。 你看见这是第二段跟第倒数第二段所给我们看见,
this is the revelation we see from the second section and the second
to
the last section.
因为只有一个完全的奉献,
because only with a perfect offering,
没有残缺的奉献,
an offering without a blemish,
才能保守我们在主面前蒙光照,
that can keep us keep the light of God,
叫我们一直能够活在神的面前,
and causes to continue to live before the face of God.
什么时候我们献上是残缺的?
Whenever our offering is is lame or blind,
那弟兄姊妹,
then brothers and sisters,
我们在那些事情上我们就看不见,
in that regard, we do not have vision.
但愿主恩待我们,
may God have mercy on us,
把这些话说在我们身上,
and speak these words to our hearts.
我们祷告,
let us pray.
主，我们把这些话恭敬地交在你的手中。
Lord, we commit these words respectfully into your hands.
如果你觉得好, 求你使用这些话。
If you consider good, you use these words.
我们求你把这些话翻译到一种的情形, 每一个人都听得懂。
We ask you to interpret these words to such condition that each one of us will be able to understand.
主啊，但是在你回来以前,
Lord, before you come back,
我们都听懂这些话。
That we may be able to understand these words.
我们愿意把自己完全献给你。
We want to offer ourselves to you completely.
但愿我们的奉献都是献上以撒。
May all our offerings are like offerings of Isaac.
把我们最好的献给你。
That we can give you the best.
主啊, 我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
这是你在我们身上的工作。
This is your work in us.
听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayers.
靠主耶稣基督的圣名。
In Jesus' victorious name. Amen.